you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, November 18th, 2016. I already know what I'm going to title this program, which will be archived and accessible very soon at greatnewsradio.org. But it's going to be called A Banner Day. Wow! Things couldn't have come together any better yesterday as three different events were hosted at the Great News Radio Center and God showed up in all the details. Where to begin? What to say? Who to thank? How to share it all? Well, before I forget, let me start off with the prize drawing. As those that came to see Joey Kroll and his book signing and dessert night filled out these little ticket stubs, put their name and phone number on it, or if they came for the Israel orientation meeting, they also filled it out, so I have a whole box full. I don't know, there was over 100 people involved in these two activities from basically 5:30 until about 9 last night. Joey Kroll's book signing went from 5:30 to around 7, and then the Israel night was from about 7 to 8:45 or 9 o'clock. I know I didn't leave the center till about 10. But oh, what a great gathering of Great News Radio listeners. And so let me award some prizes to people that filled out these little ticket stubs. And let's see, I'm going to give away two copies of Every Day in His Presence, 365 Devotions by Charles E. Stanley. Now, these are really nice. This is like, I don't know what material. This is a hardbound book with that. Not fabric. I don't think it's leather. But it's a very nice book. And so let's see. The first one will go to Mary Richardson. So expect that, Mary, to get into your hands in the coming days. And the second one, Every Day in His Presence, 365 Devotions by Charles Stanley, goes to Roger Weisgarver. All right. Roger sings with the Singing Men of GNN. And I should say, Mary's going on our trip to Israel with us coming up in February. I think about 97 days away. All right, let's see. Then what else do I have here? I have, ooh, this is a nice one, three volumes of CDs by Charles Stanley, Living Triumphantly, A Study of 1 Peter, three-volume set. And that's going to Fred Clark. All right, Fred, expect that. I don't know, that'll be a hard one to mail. Maybe you'll have to come by the Great News Radio Center to pick this thing up. And then finally, what do we have here? Dr. Charles Stanley, Life Principles to Live By. Wow, a five-volume DVD set. This is pretty big. This is like 6 inches wide, 6 or 7 inches across. This is an impressive set. And that's going to go to Jeannie Grandy. All right, so thanks for coming to our events last night. And why I'm calling it a banner day is it began early, ended late, and was filled with lots of God sightings in between. But first, before I tell you all about it, here's Steve Green with his arrangement, Answer the Call. May each and every one of us this very day answer the call that God is laying out for us. Here's Steve Green.
The Spirit of God is calling. Calling to men, stirring within our hearts a call of faithfulness again. First to our God, then in our homes, faithful in all we are, and with all that we owe, I answer. I choose to
Yes, dear one, we're called to answer that call, following the Lord Jesus Christ in every activity, everything we do today. And may you go with his power and strength and the knowledge that he loves you and cares for you and will use your circumstances and your strengths and your weaknesses, your personality and the circumstances around your life to be a vessel that brings around hope, encouragement, and love to those you come in contact with. All right, let's see. Yesterday, it all began with a lot of busy work in preparation for the big banner day, but we had our second conversational English class at the Great News Radio Center, and I think there was about 15 or 16 students from all walks of life, all ages, a new individual from Pakistan, I believe, and three other ladies from China, and they were just needing to learn their ABCs. So they went into the beginner's class, and once again, when it got to be 11:30, nobody wanted to leave. They were so engaged with their instructors, their teachers, and we just had a really fun time. And in fact, I invited some of them back, and they showed up for Joey Kroll's book signing and loved all the desserts. Wow, the spread of desserts were out of this world. Ken and Jan covered our countertops with everything from cream puffs and cookies and snack foods to even some healthy stuff with carrot sticks and organic vegetables, and had that, what is that, cream cheese and that chip beef and different spreads, crackers, cakes. The desserts were plentiful. And then Phil Wright of Wright Ice Cream brought over one of his punch boxes, his custom-made punches. And so, I don't know, that served about 60 or 80 people, and then we had some iced tea and all sorts of fixins. Wow, it was incredible. But back to the conversational English class, we talked about Thanksgiving and what the pilgrims gave thanks to and for. They were given thanks to God and appreciative of how the Indians helped them. And we talked about some of the history of Thanksgiving. And so it was a lot of fun. These internationals are really hungry to learn. And it's nice to be able to provide this free session on the holidays. So please continue to pray up those gatherings and how God will use it as an outreach to touch these internationals with the love of Jesus. So after they left, I did a number of little radio projects and tasks at the center, anticipating the next function, which was the Joey Kroll book signing, meet and greet, and dessert night, which I've already mentioned the desserts. But Joey Kroll shows up. I don't know, he had 60 or so books, sold them out, had a big long waiting list of people, probably another 20 or 30 or so books. And he also had already gotten some requests from our listeners. I think somebody bought 10 and somebody else 6. And so, I don't know, he was close to selling 100 or so copies of his book, Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible. And I told him when he gets his next shipment in to drop off a dozen or so at the center, and we'll have those available down the road. And I also learned that today, I think, at some point, UPS will be delivering one of our three CDs, and the others are going to arrive early next week. So we'll have all of our CDs, the new Singing Men CDs, available at the Great News Radio Center in the next few days. So they'll make a great Christmas gift. Well, much more to say, but here's a few songs to get you in the spirit of Christmas, as a week from today, we'll begin introducing you to our Christmas variety. In fact, it's been a tradition these past 20 years, the day after Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend, to play Christmas music. And then the last few days of November will be about 50% Christmas, 50% regular music. And then as we head into December, we'll start just increasing the amount of Christmas music. So to get you in the spirit, here's two songs back-to-back by the Gaither Vocal Band. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, followed by Mary, Did You Know? Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to glad news brought joy, sweet joy. The shepherds watched their flocks by night and nearly fell asleep. Another lonely, quiet night, watching all those sheep, until the choir of holy angels pierced the night with songs of joy. Good news I bring for Christ the King is Mary's baby boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy.
Hosanna to the highest, and to Christ his only Son, God's glory wrapped in swaddling clothes, the meek and lowly one. This baby boy will change the hearts of all who can believe. What the prophets told has come to pass.
A virgin has conceived. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy.
Speak the praises of the Lamb.
baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Oh, I just love both of those songs. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel. What a message in that song. And then Mary, Did You Know, a favorite of so many. And oftentimes you might hear that song not just during the Christmas season, but throughout the year, as it's just a powerful reminder that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was born of a virgin. And because of God's great love for you and for me, He's laid out that redemptive plan which led Jesus to the cross for our sins. But it didn't end there, because He resurrected from the dead and He lives for us today, preparing an eternity for us. Oh, just love those songs. And as mentioned, look forward to the day after Thanksgiving, so next Friday, when we start transitioning our music to Christmas selections. Music of Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so let's see. Where were we? Joey Kroll had his book signing, dessert night, meet and greet, sold out of all of his books, got to hug and encourage a bunch of people. It seemed like we had over 100 people fill out name badges, and so I got to meet a lot of you and take you around our Great News Radio Center. Was that fun, recounting the many things that God has done to bring us to this point? I mean, people loved it. Couldn't believe how wonderfully God had provided the chairs and the piano and the tables and so many of the other things through our listeners. So it was fun meeting up with people. In fact, there was a couple that came in from Danville that said, Mark, I heard you mention something about the Alpha group you were helping facilitate on Friday nights and wanting to get some of Joey's books. I tell you what, I want to purchase 4 books for you to give out to these students. And so sure enough, he did. And he said, by the way, I don't just want to be a part of the 2020 challenge. I want to be a part of the 40-40 challenge. And so it was special talking with this couple and hearing their love story. And their 6-year-old daughter and my Esther had a lot of fun together. But the whole evening was filled with these kind of interactions with listeners that are so sweet and so encouraging, and we're so blessed by the center, just the potential that they could see in holding events and gatherings and functions and teachings, and it's just really laid out well. And so I thank God once again for how He's provided this unique new studio, office space, rallying point, and I trust in the days ahead, so much ministry will take place there that we won't even be able to imagine the impact it'll have on our communities. So please pray up the Great News Radio Center and all that God wants to do there. Well, before I close out with this song, let us break bread and come ye thankful as we head towards Thanksgiving. I would be remiss if I didn't do a little shout out for Jason. He did phenomenally last night. We had our Israel orientation gathering. We have 55 pilgrims all registered, and Jason's theme was, what does it look like to be a pilgrim in the Holy Land? And he divided God's word out of Isaiah with a lot of illustrations and passionately taught, so these new friends got to get a sampling of what it'll be like as we travel throughout the Holy Land and have the Bible come alive and have teaching on location where these historical events took place. And so it was fun meeting up with everyone, forging new friendships, sharing the vision for our upcoming trip, answering various questions, and just celebrating what we anticipate God doing in the days ahead. So what a banner day, a very full day, and I thank God for that opportunity to break bread, if you will, to have desserts with friends, being thankful for how He provides for us daily. So as we head into this weekend, call up a friend, a neighbor, or sit down with your family and break bread together at the table. Share some God-honoring conversations together, and be ye thankful, for the God we serve is a great God, and He loves you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.